eyes. I know that you have, 'cause there's magic in my eyes. I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles.
Hello friends, this is Out of This World Radio with your host Ted Marr, broadcasting from the studios of KKNW in Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle in the United States on 1150 AM. This is the second hour. We interviewed during the first hour Corey Good about the nature of the universe and many fascinating topics, including his service in the secret American space program. And he lived on Mars and among other places, including the moon, for the last 20 years. I think he's just an incredible guy, and I'm so happy to have Corey on. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and to make this planet a far better and much happier place. And I know that with everyone's help, we'll make planet Earth a better place. I wanted to tell you, in addition to the other events I talked about during the first hour, I will also be sponsoring the second annual Galactic Wisdom Conference in Olympia, Washington, here in the United States, on May 20, 21, 22, and 23. Olympia is located about an hour south of the Seattle airport. On the first day of the conference, Friday, May 20th, the admissions will be free to the public, including free psychic readings by myself and other wonderful psychics, and free spiritual healings for the public. The cost will be just $197, the same price as this year, for the entire weekend, with a very special additional day on Monday, May 23rd, in which the Hado machines will be demonstrated. These machines can diagnose diseases with great accuracy because they will actually determine the karmic and past life causes of illness. This goes way beyond our current third-density medical profession, and I know that there's been a lot of interest in these devices, so please mark the calendar next year from May 20th to the 23rd for a very special weekend. Among the people who will be attending will be Scott Limriel, who will be on later this hour, the author of the Ceres Agenda, and he's been in touch with the Galactic Alliance for the past 54 years. I also have invited Gordon Asher Davidson. He's been on my show. He's also been in touch with the Galactic Alliance. Michiko Hayashi will be coming, along with Dr. Joshi and perhaps other staff members from the Emoto office in Tokyo, to talk about the wonderful work of the Emoto office in Tokyo, and also their work with Angel Water and the wonderful children's books they produce. The Emoto office produces these wonderful children's books, which try to teach children between the ages of 3 and 12 the valuable lessons of love and gratitude. And the hope is that if kids at that age learn the valuable lessons of love and gratitude, by the time they're young adults in their 20s and 30s, then they won't be interested in going off and fighting in Middle Eastern wars for 50 years, or committing other committing crimes or domestic violence, but instead they'd be interested in creating a better planet. A couple more things. On Saturday, January 2nd, I will be sponsoring what I call a Cosmic Awareness Fair in Olympia, where I'll be doing readings along with a host of other wonderful UFO and psychic people. More information on this January 2nd event and the next Galactic Wisdom Conference will be posted on my radio website by next week at www.outofthisworld1150.com. I mentioned this during the first hour, but I also have a new spiritual mentoring program where I help people get in contact with their spiritual side, including getting in contact with the loved ones and family who've passed on. If you're interested in that, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you're welcome to call me on my toll-free number at 1-888-879-8339. My cell number is 509-750-9793, and my Skype contact is Ted Marr, OTW Radio. But we're going to have a wonderful, I'm going to play a wonderful interview now with Diane Robbins. She's been in touch with the people of the Inner Earth for over the last 25 years. But before we do that, I'd like to thank the many sponsors of this show, including the wonderful Crystal Voids Bookstore in Tacoma, Washington, Godfather's Books in Astoria, Oregon, the Tokelin Inn in Tokelin, Washington, the wonderful New Renaissance Bookstore in Portland, Oregon, and my good friend Orion at Orion Tech Computers of Bend, Oregon. Orion's a wonderful guy. He helps people with all kinds of computer problems. And if you're, for example, if you're tired of dealing with Windows 8.1, which is just riddled with tons of problems, Ryan can help you program your computer to Linux, which is a free-based system, and absolutely very few problems with the Linux system. It's very, very stable. He did that for my computer, and I've had no trouble at all. I'd like to play my interview with Diane Robbins. She's been in contact with the people of the Inner Earth for the last 25 years. And I think you'll find her interview just fascinating. So I'd like to play that now.
Hello, friends. I'm with Diane Robbins here today, beautiful at the base of Mount Shasta in Northern California. And she's a wonderful author who's been in touch with humans who live and advanced spiritual beings who live in the inner earth beneath Mount Shasta. I myself visited this area. It's called Telos. It's a city underneath Mount Shasta. Several nights ago, I asked my spirit friends to bring me there, and they did. Two nights ago, I was shown a beautiful white city nestled in a Switzerland-like area with lots and lots of beautiful trees and mountains. But Diane, welcome to the program.
Thank you. I'm really happy to be here. Thank you.
Diane, you've written several fascinating books. One's called Telos, First Transmissions Ever Received from the Subterranean City Beneath Mount Shasta, and another book called Messages from Hollow Earth. Could you tell me how you started on this journey?
I'd be happy to. I was living in upstate New York at the time. It was 1990, and Adama, who was the high priest and ascended master of the city of Telos inside the mountain of Mount Shasta, was there in my living room as I was sitting, meditating, and I suddenly felt this wonderful energy, and he started talking to me telepathically and telling me he has been trying to contact me and would I take messages. And I said, yes, of course I would. Now, at the time, I had never heard of subterranean cities or the name Mount Shasta, but I started taking his messages in 1990.
Well, that's fascinating. You know, I've read through your books, and one of the things that really stands out in your Telos book, chapter 19, page 123, our collective purpose in love, that love is the glue that holds the universe entirely together. And could you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, yes, I can tell you about love. Love is absolute perfection, and our universe is all perfection. It's only in this third dimension on Earth that we have duality, good and evil. We have imperfection. We have fear, we have aging and death. In Telos, in the subterranean cities, there is no fear, there is no aging, there is no death. There's only love. Love is perfection. Our universe was created in perfection, and everything operates in our universe in perfection. And it's love that holds everything together.
Now, for some of us out there, my many listeners around the world may think that this planet here is solid, but you say there's actually a hollow earth with a civilization inside this planet. Is that right?
There is a very evolved, advanced civilization inside our planet. In fact, all planets are hollow. It is how they are formed, with openings at both the north and south poles. Our planet has openings at the north and south poles. There's an inner central sun with oceans and mountains. And inside our planet is the Library of Porthologos, where all the records from our Earth and our solar system and galaxy are preserved.
Now, you showed me a map earlier, Diane, which indicated that this location for this was actually in the Aegean Sea off the coast of Greece, beneath that surface area.
Actually, that's where the Library of Porthologos is located, directly beneath the Aegean Sea. But the hole inside of our Earth is hollow. The hole inside is hollow, and many, many miles, like 6,000 miles of opening. It's hollow for 6,000 miles inside our Earth, the circumference. So, and there is an inner central sun also.
One of the things I want to share with my many listeners around the world is that back in, I remember seeing an old Life magazine from 1967, and they actually showed a picture taken by our NASA space agency at the time, showing clouds going into the inner Earth at the North Pole. And that was simply subsequently taken. I haven't seen it since, but I did see the picture as photographic proof of this hollow Earth.
Well, NASA has pictures of the openings at the North and South Pole that are not available to us, obviously, and because our governments do not want us to know about advanced civilizations inside the Earth that are free beings and that they live in peace and harmony. So the people inside the Hollow Earth have camouflaged the entrances at the North and South Pole so that they cannot be seen by airplanes or by people.
There was a famous expedition by Admiral Byrd back in the middle of the 20th century, in which case he went to Antarctica. And he said that he was on a plane flying over Antarctica and was taken by spacecraft from beings within the inner Earth who asked him to tell his governments to stop using nuclear weapons and try to live in peace and harmony.
Yes, that's true. In fact, some of that story is in my book. That is very true. And then when he came out, he was interviewed, and actually I think a film was made where he talks about it. And then after that, nobody could find that film or his interview because our governments do not want the people to know about other people living inside the Earth. And then, of course, he was put in an insane asylum. And he was accused of not telling the truth.
Well, I've had many astrologers on my show during the past couple of years, and they all say that this year, Diane, is a year of truth, that things which are true will become even truer and more self-evident, and those things which are false, including governments and maybe even relationships which are false, will fall by the wayside. So I think that this is why this information is coming out now, for people to know the true nature of our planet. I know it sounds fantastic, but one of the things that you say in your books too, Diane, is that there's actually a sun within this planet, within the Earth, that provides heat and warmth and light to the inhabitants of the inner civilization.
The composition of this sun was not given to me, but it does give out full spectrum light, and it just hangs right in the middle of the hollow Earth. And that's all the information I have about the sun.
You know, what I find fascinating about your work, Diane, I'm so happy to be able to talk to you today, is you write about how love is the glue that holds the universe together. And from my spiritual studies, there's basically four spiritual laws that break down from that. There's the law of one, where people find spiritual advancement within themselves through love for others. There's the law of two, where a couple finds spiritual love among each other and propel each other to higher advanced stages of spiritual growth. There's the law of three, which is the law of family, and then the law of four, which is for humanity as a whole, for all the universe, plants and animals. And I just want to thank you so much for your beautiful books. One of the things you write about in your Telos book on page 168 is that there is one people, one planet, rich in love and abundance, and one dream. The reason I mentioned that I was in Tokyo, at Mount Fuji in May, in Japan, and they had what's called the Symphony of Peace Prayers, started by Mr. Hiroo Sionji and Dr. Irvin Laszlo from Budapest, Hungary. And they say the same thing, that the purpose and the destiny of this planet is to live together in harmony, in peace and abundance, and not to be fighting all the time like we often do now.
No, in fact, this is what our religions have done. They've taken the heart, love, the divine feminine, out of religion, and there's only the Father. And that's why there's been so much destruction on this planet. Because there is a Father and a Mother. There's the light and love, the mind and heart of our universe. We actually are not humans. We are a creator race. We were created in the great central sun 14.5 million years ago and came to Earth. And we fell from grace. I'm sure you've all heard that. In other words, falling from grace means we disconnected from source, from God. And that was the start of good and evil and imperfection. Before that, there is only love because we are all one consciousness. All people are one consciousness. All the God's kingdoms are one consciousness. We are all one. And when we came to Earth 14.5 million years ago, we were all one. We all had golden skin, beautiful blonde hair. We were all telepathic, communicated with each other. We could levitate. We could see 360 degrees around us. We could speak to people at different parts of the planet. We were all one. When we fell from grace, we separated. And now we have different colored skins, different languages. We don't know that we are all one. We are all one consciousness. So when there are wars, people are killing each other. They're killing their families. Because there's no difference. We have created the separation through lack of love, lack of the mother's divine feminine energy on this planet.
Well, you really hit a very important subject. And I want to tell you that the intuitive part of in everyone is needs to be developed even further than it is now to go into this next step. And so many conferences I go to, I just was the just attended Rob Potter's wonderful UFO conference here in Mount Shasta, and I gave the keynote speech. And one of the things I said was that noted was that most of the people in the room were women, and I have nothing against men. I'm a man myself, but so many men unfortunately are shut down from their intuitive side, and everyone, whether you be a man or a woman, needs to get in touch with their intuitive powers to release the creative energy of God and of love so that we can get along better on this planet and truly create a wonderful world.
Exactly, because on this planet what has happened is divine mind has taken over. And that's why men's hearts are just starting now to open up. And I think that religions are afraid of the divine feminine, and that's why they have been subjugated and their power taken away from them, because the religions are afraid of love, afraid of divine heart. And let me see where that thought was taking me. I think that the mind has taken over the planet, and that's why there's been so much destruction. In fact, humans are addicted to thinking. God is found in the silence, no thoughts. That's where all the information can come to us. When we're in the silence, that is how we connect to God, Source, our I Am presence. Too much thinking, too much addiction to the mind, addiction to thinking, and that's the downfall of this human race.
Well, what an interesting point. I never thought about it that way. Thank you for sharing that, Diane. You know, we have so many things to talk about today, but we only have this hour. But one of the things I wanted to ask you about, you have a map in your book about Telos, and in this map, you show the inner Earth access map. One of the access points appears to be at Mount Adams in Washington State. Is that another access point to the inner Earth?
From this map, it is. But everything changes as mass consciousness changes. everything changes as our mass consciousness changes. There are many, many openings, tunnel entrances into the hollow earth that are all camouflaged, and they keep moving around depending on where groups of people are awakening. So when it's time for the people from the inner earth to emerge, this may not be an accurate map at all. It's just to show us that there are tunnel entrances located all over the planet.
One thing I want to note is that next month, on September 11th, 12th, and 13th, I'll be leading a group of people to James Gillian's ranch, UFO ranch, on the south side of Mount Adams. And I've been there 3 or 4 times. Every time I've been there, I've seen actual spacecraft going in and out of Mount Adams. And James tells me that that's a portal to the inner Earth, like Mount Shasta is a portal to the inner Earth. So we're all connected. One fascinating thing I want to mention, too, is that you're writing your Telos book, Diane, that our erratic weather patterns are a reflection of people's thoughts. And that if you, on the surface, you write, on the surface with your thoughts running wild, the chaos and fear are being reflected back in your weather patterns. That's why weather can be so unpredictable with people's, because it depends upon people's thoughts and emotions. I'd love to hear your comments on that.
Well, as I said before, we're all one consciousness. All the many kingdoms on Earth are connected. The trees, the crystals, the whales, the dolphins, the elementals are all in telepathic communication with each other. The elements of our planet, the powers of nature and forces of the elements, are part of us. We are part of them. We are made from the elements of the earth. Our thoughts go out and affect the powers of nature and the forces that create our weather. And they are very, very disturbed by our thoughts. Before there was so much density on the planet, there were never any raging storms. Everything was perfect. It's our thoughts that create. We create everything through our thoughts, and it affects the elements. It affects the water. Water has consciousness. Air has consciousness. We are made of water and air. Our thoughts affect everything. We are the only kingdom on this planet that's disconnected. The trees, the crystals, the whales, the dolphins, they are all connected telepathically. We are left out because we don't even recognize their existence. They all have consciousness.
You know, I'm so glad you mentioned that, and I'm glad you mentioned that, Diane, because I do a lot of work with the Emoto Peace Project in Japan, and one of the wonderful things that Dr. Masaru Emoto, before he passed away last year, found that water has consciousness, and we affect water, and we will affect our physical reality. And I know one of the questions I think that that I've wondered about anyway is how, if water, Dr. Emoto found that if you direct positive thoughts, for example, at a glass of water, the molecules at the molecular structure of that water, glass of water, will change these beautiful crystalline patterns. On the other hand, if you take another glass of water and direct negativity at that water, it'll break down to these ugly patterns. And taking that one step further, I did an intention experiment last year on July 25th with Dr. Emoto, where we sent love and light to the Palestinians and the Israelis for them to have a ceasefire for 12 hours to exchange the wounded and provide medical supplies to each side, and it worked. They'd been fighting for weeks, and the intention experiment worked. So what you're saying about how consciousness affects the weather makes absolute perfect sense. absolute perfect sense. And if you tie this into the major media, which I don't want to criticize them too much, but news stations like CNN, ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox News, they seem to really focus in on the negative things happening on the planet. And by focusing on the negative news, especially when there's so much positive news going on, they really are doing a disservice to humanity, because by focusing on the negative, they themselves may be causing a lot of problems with the weather and a lot of other environmental problems here on the planet.
We create through our thoughts, through our feelings, and they absolutely are contributing to creating more violence and negativity through the news. Remember, we're all one. We're all one consciousness. The way we feel, think, things we do affect everything, everything, and everyone.
Absolutely. And this is why I've talked about this before, but I just want to say this briefly. For those who are unfamiliar with this project, it's called the Emoto Peace Project, run by a wonderful lady named Michiko Hayashi in Tokyo. With her wonderful efforts, they distribute children's books throughout the world, which teach children the valuable lessons of love and gratitude. And the theory is that if you teach kids the importance of love and gratitude between the ages of 3 and 12, they'll grow up to be wonderful adults who want to live in harmony and not go off and fight in Middle Eastern wars for the next 50 years, which is basically what's happened to the United States. We have the capability of creating a really, truly wonderful, harmonious planet if we want to, and we direct our thoughts in that direction.
I agree, yes. And that is the way they live inside Telos, inside the subterranean city of Telos. There are also 120 other subterranean cities beneath the surface of the earth, scattered around the planet. They all live in peace and harmony. That's why and how they gained their immortality. You can only gain your immortality when you live in peace and harmony.
Well, here's a question I have to ask you. Since they are immortal in this inner earth, two questions. Do they look like us? And once they find their sweetheart or soulmate, do they stay married or do they see a couple forever?
How long they stay together was not given to me, but I'm sure it is forever. And I'm sorry, I lost the first part of your question.
Well, the first part of my question is if they live forever, whether they, once they find their sweetheart or soulmate, whether they stay together forever.
Yes, they stay together.
Well, isn't that a beautiful thought? Because I know that people who are not in relationships or are looking for a relationship, of course, they want to find their true love or sweetheart, and they never want to think that it's going to end. They want to think that this love is going to last forever. And it's very interesting. In the inner earth, people do have relationships which last forever.
Yes, because they are immortal.
Oh, that's fascinating. Diane, one of the questions I wanted to ask you about is about this library of how do you pronounce it again? Library of Porthologos. It's beneath the Aegean Sea in the inner earth. You know, there was a famous library called the Library of Alexandria back in the ancient times. I believe the physical library was destroyed by an earthquake in either 1400 or 1100 BC. And the way that I remember how it started, Diane, is that Alexander the Great had started the library, and he required every ship coming into the port there to make a copy of their works, of books, whatever knowledge they had, and to deposit at the library. So by the time the library was physically destroyed by an earthquake way back then, it was the repository of so much wonderful wisdom of the ancient world. Is the knowledge of the Library of Alexandria, is that in this library within the hidden earth beneath the Aegean Sea?
Yes, yes. All those records are inside the Library of Porthologos, and all the records of the earth are inside the Library of Porthologos. all the records of the Earth, the records of all the planets in our solar system, and the records of our whole galaxy are inside the Library of Porthologos, and they are all preserved on crystal slides. And when you want to view an event, you go into the library and you ask for the crystal that contains that information, whether it was 100 years ago or 5,000 or 30,000 years ago or 1,000,000 years ago. You sit down, you turn on the crystal projector, and you watch the event live. There are no paper books. There are no dead books in the Library of Porthologos. Everything is live.
That's incredible. Have you visited the library yourself, Diane?
No, but I read the messages that were dictated about the Library of Porthologos, where in one of the messages, Mikos, the head librarian, takes you into a meditation, walks around the Library of the library, and describes everything. And so I just visualized and imagined myself there. So I was there in my imagination, because remember, we are consciousness. So in my consciousness, I was there. Our bodies are only our vehicles. Have you noticed that whenever you go somewhere, if you really have something on your mind, you don't even remember you were there or what you saw, because you are consciousness. So you can go anywhere through your imagination and consciousness. It is the same thing as if you took your vehicle, which is your physical body, with you.
One thing that I want to add to that, when you're talking about consciousness, Diana, I think this is an important point, is that the creative, the supreme being, the creator, God, if you will, there's various names for it, is it within all of us? It's within plants, animals, non-living and living objects. And for us humans, when we look into the eyes of a young child, for example, you can see God in their eyes. Or if you look into the eyes of your sweetheart, you can see God in their eyes too, because you can see the love coming right at you. And that actually, that's the most beautiful thing in the world. I can't think of a more beautiful thing than looking into the eyes of your sweetheart and seeing love, or the eyes of your, even your cat or dog for that matter, or your child, and seeing the beauty of the God within that person.
It's really a reflection of who we are.
Absolutely, absolutely. Diane, you know, you have so many fascinating things in your book. I wanted to give out your website for people interested in your book. Let me see now. It's www.dianerobbins.com. That's D as in David, I-A-N-N-E. R as in Robert, O-B-B-I-N-S.com. Or you can also email Diane at telosmountshasta@gmail.com. I'll spell it for you. It's T as in Ted, E-L-O-S, and then MTSHASTA@gmail.com. And wow, you've such been in such an incredible gift today. Here, Diane, please, I'd love to have some more comments.
Oh, I would like to thank you for telling people about my website. And all my books are available on my website, either in ebook or paperback.
Wonderful. And there's so many things we could talk for hours, actually, with all the things in Diane's book. But I wanted to conclude on this note that she writes on page 123 of her wonderful Telos book, is what is our purpose here? And she writes, our purpose is to awaken to the glory of God and the creative force within all of us, and to realize that we are not separate. That when we, for example, say an unkind word or harm someone, we're really harming ourselves, because we're all part of that creative source. And once we realize that, this planet will truly live in harmony and stop the fighting that often occurs on this planet, because there's no need for it, absolutely no need. And I don't see there's any reason for us not to live in peace and harmony.
Oh, that's so true. And that's why the people in the Hollow Earth and subterranean cities have gained their immortality. They realize we are all one. We are all one people, one consciousness. If you harm someone or speak an unkind word to someone, it's like doing that to yourself. And as I said before, we can only evolve in peace and harmony.
Absolutely right. Diane, is there anything else you'd like to give messages to my listeners around the world?
I'm just really thrilled to be able to meet you, Ed, and to have this interview. And very, very grateful to you for telling people about my books. My Telos book was the first Telos book that was ever published. I received the messages in 1990. And my book opened the way for people worldwide to make their own connection to Adama and the city of Telos. And something very important in my books is that the messages in all of my books were dictated word for word and never edited. And each sentence carries the pure flow of energy from the ascended master, or the trees, or the crystals, or the whales and dolphins who dictated the messages to me. Because when an ascended master dictates a message, each sentence carries a vibration. If you change a word in a sentence or edit it, it loses the vibration of the ascended master, and it makes it difficult to connect to the ascended master. So the words in my books were never edited. I only put in punctuation and paragraphs. So when you read the messages from Adama in Telos, or you read messages from the Hollow Earth by Mikos, you can connect directly to their vibration, and as you're reading it, they will know it's you, because the words were never changed.
Thank you so much, Diane. I want to give out your website again so people can contact you. It's www.dianerobbins.com, DianneRobbins. Finally, I want to conclude on this note that we have a glorious future ahead of us, my friends. I've been in touch psychically with Michel de Nostradamus for the past year, and he said that our future and our children, a future of us and our children and our children's children, we will embark on 1,000 years and more of golden evolution. And one thing I want to quote this from your book, quote, "We are meant to live in joy and learn only from joy. Many of you on this planet Earth are star seeds, not originally from this Earth, but you volunteered to reincarnate here many times as Earthlings so you can be prepared for this final time." And I want to thank you all for listening today. And Diane, here, I want you to make the final comments. And thank you so much for coming on today.
Oh, it's indeed my pleasure. My final comment is December 21st, 2012 was the official beginning of the seventh golden crystal age on our planet. We've had six golden ages that have failed. This is the seventh golden crystal age. This seventh golden crystal age is going to last for 10,000 years, and it's going to be 10,000 years of peace. And after this 10,000 years of peace, if people do not wake up and remember that we really are divine, we really are creator beings, and if we don't learn, and those who are not able to learn to live in peace, and those who do not wake up will be removed from this planet and taken to another third dimensional planet where they can play out their war games. But this Earth and most people on the planet want peace. We are ready to make our ascension and leave this third dimension of density and duality behind us. And our spiritual hierarchy is only given the Earth 10 more thousand years to do it, because the rest of our solar system is ready to move into the fifth dimension. They have only been waiting for us. Thank you.
Thank you, Diane, and thank you so much for coming on my show today.
Hello, friends. That was a fascinating interview I had with Diane Robbins at Mount Shasta in August of last month. She lives just not very far at all, probably about maybe a mile from the summit of Mount Shasta, and she visits the people of the inner earth regularly. When I was there, as I said, I visited Telos. My spirit guides took me there, and I did have some conversations with them, and I was very fortunate to have visited them because they're very careful with who they bring to their city, because a lot of people on this planet don't have the best of intentions and they have negative emotions. But I was felt very fortunate to go there. Now I'd like to go to my friend Scott Lemriel. He's in California. He's the author of a wonderful series of books called The Sayers Agenda. He has been in contact with the Galactic Alliance for the last 54 years. And his friend, Ambassador Twelian, just came in. And the entire studio now is lit up in this beautiful white angelic light. So, Scott, hi. Welcome to the program.
Oh, thanks, Ted. Good to be here again.
Okay,
good. Surprise I was going to be on today. I just called to see how you were doing.
Well, you know, it worked out really well, Scott, because I wanted you to comment on both Corey Good, if you're able to listen, and Diane Robbins, because I know you've got a lot of experience with benevolent extraterrestrial humans outside of this planet. And I wanted to give you the floor to wrap up today's several hours of interviews.
Yeah, I would say, first thing I want to say is that every single person, the lady you just had on, Corey Good, have experience in the time track in many lives on many worlds, and predominantly more people have more lives on other worlds that they've had suppressed in the subconscious or that they can no longer recall once they're incarnated on Earth. This goes back into a lot of history of galactic history, why that is. But they each, when they begin to discover, and they get the courage to regain control over the implantation process that's been done to everybody on this planet by tyrant extraterrestrials over time, they begin to realize that they've always had control or mastery over any form of negativity, negative being, or technology. But most people have been conditioned not to believe that anymore. Mm-hmm. And this is really important because when people begin to become aware that they have always had the ability to exercise their higher faculties despite everything that's been done to them, they begin to make great, great strides very quickly. And in talking about the two, Corey comes from a different discipline, in having been part of a secret space program. The lady who was just on comes from a different discipline in receiving messages from beings in the inner earth.
Mm-hmm.
But there's pieces, they're like little jewels. There's little pieces that come in from each of these people that tie a golden thread together. And each person's contribution begins to unravel this negative knot that's been created here, mm-hmm. without people's consent or awareness.
Mm-hmm.
And this is really important. One of the first things I wanted to share with people.
Well, that's great, Scott. I wanted to ask, one of the things I wanted you to comment on is Corey's comment about the benevolent ETs are here, and so is Ambassador Trillian today, and I just want to welcome him to the program. They're here, but the thing is that they're not here to really save us, in the sense that we still have to do the work to raise ourselves up, to think positively, and to work on ourselves to create a planet that's a beautiful planet based on love and harmony.
Yeah, that's all true. But on the other hand, I come from a little different perspective about, well, not only the Hollow Earth, but also about non-interference from extraterrestrials. Because this Earth has been directly interfered with by negative extraterrestrial races. They got into an agreement with a hidden government on this planet, mm-hmm. more officially after World War II. Because of that, because they intervened, breaking an off-world treaty to do it, it changed the playing field a great deal. It means that people on Earth don't really have the free will they think they have. I think Corey kind of alluded to that a lot in his talk as well.
Right.
And underneath it all, yes, people have control over, mastery over any form of negativity, but they have to recall that, mm-hmm. and it needs to be done through direct experience. One of the things that, from my perspective, the Sayers, which Ambassador Trellian is an ambassador of that race, mm-hmm. is the most ancient race probably in existence. Mm-hmm. They're human, but they're 18 to 25 feet tall. We derive our genomes and our DNA from them.
Wow.
So did the reptilians and the grays and the tall whites. In fact, all the races in most of the galaxies in the physical astral plane derived their lineage from them. And then they went off and did negative things or did things through eons of time mm-hmm. on their own. Some went towards an imperialistic bloodline. Others went towards benevolent mm-hmm. Situations. And the Sphere Alliance that Corey talks about is a very important alliance. It's one smaller aspect of a very much bigger organization, which is actually, in English, would be called the Galactic Interdimensional Alliance of Free Worlds, because they are free worlds.
Mm-hmm.
And there are many parallel dimensions within that physical universe with many worlds in them that these beings have the ability to trade and travel between, because they have the technology and the spirituality to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And in connecting to the inner Earth thing, my own experience has been that when people have explored, I think it was Bird that first flew a plane over the South Pole and found himself in this inner Earth,
right?
I find that the vast technology and races that live in this inner Earth are really in a parallel dimension on this planet.
Mm-hmm.
There are vast caverns underneath the crust of the Earth where races from other worlds have bases and established cities and things like this. But my own experience does not go into a sun in the center of it. I'm not discrediting anybody or saying anything contrary to anybody. I just have a different experience about that. I would say that when we look at things from an Earth perspective, we're looking at things from a very limited point of view. When we can get outside of Earth and look at it from the perspective of beings who are really free,
mm-hmm.
Immortal in the sense that they can get in or out of their bodies at will, and their physical bodies are kept around under their volition for 1,000 or up to 20,000 years until they want to move on. And from my experience, that's a normal human being. And
mm-hmm.
there are many worlds of normal human beings out there
mm-hmm.
that people on Earth have been kept from knowing about. But as you know, many people are beginning to wake up to this.
Sure.
All over the planet. There's so many things for people to tie together. How many realities there are in the parallel dimensional fields just in the physical universe.
Mm-hmm.
And how beings consider it normal to travel between them. For people on Earth, this seems to be such a feat of magic. But for beings out there that have not gone through this suppressive thing on this planet, this is just normal.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to make that point.
Sure. Well, thanks, Scott. Could you, I know there's people out there who perhaps don't know about your book and also about the Hue. Could you share a little bit about your new book and also about the Hue, please?
Sure, I'd be happy to. The Hue, or HU, is not native to this planet. It's a vibratory, like when people use their vocal cords, human beings, and send out
Hue,
it's a very round, whole tone. It affects mm-hmm. the head upward.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, it connects a vibration, opens a door in the pineal gland. And it plugs you, the Atma, what beings from other worlds call Atma, we call soul. It plugs you directly into the source of what they call Prime Creator, the
mm-hmm.
source behind and supporting all that exists in all the grand multidimensional universe. This is direct. It's a fail-safe. It's something that has been deprived people on Earth intentionally.
Mm-hmm.
But when people begin to work with it, they begin to have more direct experience about hidden truth. But it's their experience, and there is a protection that's provided when people utilize the Hue. Because when they do it, beings who are free out in the greater universe, in many realities, hear that. They hear it with each other. As a woman pointed out who was on before, I don't remember her name, so I'm not trying to be disrespectful, I just don't remember her name.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me what her name was again, please?
Diane Robbins.
Diane Robbins, thank
right.
you.
Mm-hmm.
Apologies, Diane Robbins, just wishing you the best. They're telepathic, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Normal human beings are telepathic.
Mm-hmm.
People on Earth think that they evolved on this planet from some ancient, from an animal or from monkeys or from primordial man or from
mm-hmm.
an amoeba. This is not true.
Mm-hmm.
Human beings didn't evolve here. Human beings evolved billions of years ago out in the galaxies and were brought here.
Mm-hmm.
Over the last 50-plus million years, since the dinosaurs were extinct.
Mm-hmm.
And they were coming here before that, but they didn't really live here.
Mm-hmm.
It was too dangerous. So human beings, the lineage of human beings, the different races that are on this planet, none of them evolved on this planet, whether they're Japanese or Chinese or Hispanic or African-American or Caucasian. These are all indicative of races that evolved in other worlds that were brought here under one scenario or another over a long period of time.
Mm-hmm.
Every single person has the capability to remember and recall their own history, their own galactic history and all of
mm-hmm.
this, because we already are eternal beings.
Mm-hmm.
We always have been. And we're immortal. What we really are is spherical,
mm-hmm.
and it's energy, and we get in and out of bodies. That's one of the things tyrants use. The first thing to do is to get people to forget how to do that or don't even believe in it anymore. They think in terms of they are a physical form that has a soul somewhere, but they are the soul.
Right.
When the way people get controlled is by convincing them that this thing is out of their reach, or that knowing God is out of their reach, or knowing divine love on a grand cosmic scale is out of their reach. It isn't.
Mm-hmm.
But if they believe that, then they use their creative imagination, this great gift, they use it to create two realities. One that's positive for themselves, they want to have a great life for themselves and their families and a great destiny, and then one that says it's going to be an Armageddon and a destructed Earth.
Mm.
Those two things split the consciousness in half.
Mm-hmm.
The imagination should be used to focus on just one thing, creating and inventing and building only that which will be of benefit for all life everywhere, not just on Earth, but everywhere. And this is the way the beings that I have met and contacted and been contacted by over many decades in this life are like.
Mm-hmm.
To them, that's just normal.
Mm-hmm.
So this planet needs to be brought for the first time into being a normal world. It never has been. And this is really wonderful because that is what I've discovered and has been revealed to me. What has changed for this planet is its destructive destiny to one of an uplifting transformation. And I think more and more people like Corey Good, the woman was just on, myself, Du Ted, the radio show work, all over the planet, people are beginning to wake up despite what was done to them.
Sure. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Scott, you know, you always have such interesting and profound words of wisdom. We've got a couple minutes left. Could you please share the hue for people? I mean, perhaps demonstrate
yes.
it briefly.
It's also in my book, in the Ceres Agenda, S-E-R-E-S. The final fourth edition was just published, as you know, Ted, before the Mount Shasta conference, where I was one of the presenters, along with you and many others.
Mm-hmm.
And in the back of the book is a special technique section. It's extensive. And there are special techniques involving the hue for the prologue and all 38 chapters, or 29 chapters, pardon me, because what is happening when people work with the hue, they connect with, in a safe way, those beings who can actually assist them to remember all that's been taken from them, all that they've forgotten. And this needs to be their experience.
Sure.
So when they
sure.
begin to work with those techniques, they can go back through the hidden truth that's revealed in any one of those chapters. And when they have an experience at night when they're out of their body, or when they have one during the day, then they can go back in and explore it with that technique and begin to have those experiences for themselves.
Scott, with all due respect, my friend, I don't mean to cut you short. We're really running out of time. Let's go ahead, if you don't mind, say the hue now so people can experience
it. It sounds like this. It's just on the outgoing breath, get relaxed, take deep breaths. Has to be shown purposefully hidden truth on a grand cosmic multidimensional scale and the much greater knowing of the vast love within it, and then just send out you. Pause, look and listen, send it out again. You. Especially at night before you go to bed, because everybody gets out of their body at night, whether they know it or not. This is where the greatest work can be done to help set people free. And then more direct contact experiences follow.
Well, that sounds wonderful, Scott. We've got about a minute and 30 seconds left, and I just want to thank everyone around the world for listening today. We've had a fascinating program from Corey Good with the Secret Mars and Moon Space Program to Diane Robbins, who's been in contact with the people of the inner Earth for over 25 years, to my good friend, dear friend here, Scott Lemriel, who's been in contact with the Galactic Alliance for over 54 years and has been gracious enough to put me in touch with his friends from the Galactic Alliance. Scott, we've got less than a minute left. I'd like to have you give you the floor and then also remind everyone to please stay tuned next week for another Out of This World wonderful program. Go ahead, Scott.
I want to wish everybody listening, and this is really sincere for me, I think they'll pick it up in my voice. We had little time, so I kind of rushed things a little bit. It's a lot to get out. I wanted to thank Corey Good and Diane Robbins,
that's right.
Diane Robbins, yes. I want to thank them for being courageous to step forward and share what they know to be as truth and help other people to find doorways into this. I really appreciate them because I know what kind of courage it takes to stand up and be heard in this world. And, Ted, you know that. You do it every week on your radio show.
Well, thanks.
And I appreciate you. We're going to do everything we can to help this world get free. And
wonderful.
we are actually going to require at this point help from outside. It doesn't mean they're going to do it for us. It means without their help, we would simply be prey to tyrants.
Scott, I'm sorry, my friend, we've run out of time, but thank you so much for coming on today. And friends, I hope you all have a wonderful weekend, and thank you so much for listening. Take care. Have a wonderful weekend.
They may fall.